Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. Sorry, Ron, but you're not coming with me. I don't know how long I'm going to be, so. So you're going to be staying here. So 10:43, just got the oatmeal done, boiled some eggs. The practice was, the chapters were shorter. It's like chapter after chapter. I mean, yesterday they were like seven. I guess the section, sorry. So the sections were were shorter. So you have chapters in each section, and normally it's going to be between 3 and 7. And yesterday was 7:07, and today it's 3 and 3. So it basically went faster. It was also, there was some refreshing, so kind of thing that I've already seen. So it's kind of easier, you know, to being like, oh, yeah, now I remember. Still a lot of messing in German. I'm still a long way from home. But, okay, do I have everything that I need? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I feel sad for Ron, but now I need to get a treat for Chupa Chup. She was really excited yesterday. I took him for his third walk, Ron, yesterday. But anyway. So, yeah, so get everything done. Actually, well, I do a couple of baby pose, a couple of version in yoga poses. The baby pose is where you kind of almost like if you were to sit and then encircle your legs, you know, kind of like in a V shape. And so you, let me see if I can say it right. No, you put yourself like you were in a dog position, you know, oh my God, your calves. Yeah, your calves are touching the ground, you know, knees and 90 degrees with your thigh, toes extended. And then you fold them if you were to sit back on your heels. And then you lean forward. You can lay your hands in front of you or beside you. Sorry, boy. Sorry. Anyway, good. See you later. You stay here. And so, I feel bad. Anyway. Well, anyway, you could. Why am I even. I'm not fresh enough to do that. It's very interesting how tricky giving instruction can be. Basically, child's pose. So you could look it up. You have several versions. And so I didn't do that last one because of. It went so fast. And then yesterday evening, when I went back from the third walk, I was too tired to do the Japanese. So it's been a long time. But I just couldn't. I tried to read a little bit, went to sleep. Was tired. All right, gonna get me sure he doesn't come. And yeah, so I got to, like I said, that was my last breakfast. Hey, boy. ¿Qué pasa? All right, you say goodbye? Yeah? Can we say goodbye? No? Okay. See you later, Ron. And I'll see you in a few weeks. So anyway, and I was debating anyway taking him with me because of it's supposed to be warmer, and I don't know about, I mean, I'm not quite sure exactly, but I think we're looking at 15-20K today. And if it's really warm, I mean, I would have, of course. Oh, I didn't feel like I had the water. Wow, it didn't feel that heavy, the pack. I got a boiled potato, an orange and a banana, and then a 3/4 liter of water. So I was concerned about him being in kind of a warmer weather. So anyway, but here I am going now. Actually, I need to get those keys in here. Here we go. So that's kind of for that. So we're going to be doing that walk, go back to where I made that turn that supposedly was supposed to be the right one, and turn that to not be the right one. And I know exactly what that was, and I know what to do about it. So, and then we'll see, because I haven't gone on that additional trail after that, but that will be fine. I more or less know what it means. So that's for that. So yesterday, I I don't remember. But basically, I had a message from Miguel telling me they were on the way while I was out with Ron. So they were, I think I talked about that. So I just chatted very briefly because obviously I had the lunch, you know, to prepare. I set a very nice table, gathered some flowers. We have a wide range of flowers. And so kind of really enjoyed, like I see. It took a while, and I destroyed almost that wooden spoon. Actually, I need to throw it away anyway. Making the rice pudding, but very happy, and they really liked it. And so, yeah, kind of got everything done. And actually, right, I forgot to be a smartass and being like, "Are you really Spanish?" Because they are pulled in at 2:30, and I told them at 3 o'clock. So it was very interesting that they actually arrived early. So, you know, supposedly, you know, Spanish are notorious, I think Italian too, actually, on being late, or almost like it's really not well viewed, you know, to arrive early. Pretty much you would kind of arrive like 15 minutes later. That would be like arriving on time, between 15 and like 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes or so. Not a big deal, even half an hour, I think. Anyway, and then they actually drove. And then the son and his partner walked in a little bit later. So basically they went around a table, and there's something very interesting that happened. Very, very interesting. It's kind of, it hit me on several levels. Let's see if I can set that stage. So here we're talking about culture shock, you know, culture differences. So it's not a question of right or wrong. It's only a question of, just the culture. And of course, you have also personal kind of personal thing, but it's more of a cultural difference. So I told them, and then I forgot that, you know, you don't have to bring anything, you know, as far as the food. Well, as far as the drink, I only had the lemon mint tea, and they brought some beer and they brought some juice. And I was like, well, you know, that was fine. But basically, when they arrived, you know, so I was going to have, I had some cheese. Then I had boiled the potato, and I was going to, you know, saute and caramelize the slices. Then I had toast with hummus, and I had toast with guacamole. So, you know, and then I had a loaf of bread. You know, then I had the lentil chili, and then the brown rice, and then the rice pudding, and the fruit salad. So, you know, not a pauper's meal. So I felt pretty confident, you know, that we're not going to be running out of food. So, and so basically when they arrived, he brought, which is very cool, a big Bluetooth speaker. So that was very nice. And I put on my playlist of Dire Straits, which I really like. I said it was very, very nice for the ambience, actually. So anyway, that was nice. And then Rosie brought a bag. And then she started taking things out. And there she had those picos, which is this dry bread, you know, it's kind of like twice baked bread, very crunchy. She had a bag of chips, she brought some fruit, she brought cafe, I mean, all kind of things. And I'm like, Rosie, I get it taken care of for the food. You don't need to, you know. And she kind of wanted to, but I was like, I really do. Let's, you know, it's good. I have plenty of things to eat. And it's after about 2 or 3 times, because she really... It was kind of this weird, I don't know, kind of you were to do something and then you're being told by somebody. And, you know, and most likely in a Spanish culture, when people get invited, you know, everybody brings something, you know. So I don't know in this case if it was cultural or if it was more about being worried about not getting what she wanted to. You know, possibly in all fairness, you know, being from me, you know, thinking like maybe too healthy or... You know, like I said, people pretty much know when they're eating junk. There is no, you know, the genie is out, you know, type deal. So anyway, but basically after really insisting, you know, she put it out, so we got the staff. And then I went to get something, came back out, and she pulled a thing of ham. Deli ham, like the fancy one, you know. She was kind of trying to give to people, trying to give me that, like, no, Rosie, I'm good. It's like, you know. And then a little bit later, she tried to open a bag of chips. I was like, huh, weird, you know? it was just like, it was really strange. And I guess I was a little frustrated because there was a thing about saying something and feeling like you're not being listened to. You know, kind of saying, yeah, you're here, you're my guest, I'm taking care of it. It's kind of like, trust me, I get it. You know, it's going to be, you're going to be eating the la comida del giri. You know, it's going to be like a foreigner's food. It's going to be my thing. But, you know, it's once, you know. But she really had trouble. And then she brought some coffee made, which she left it to me and I ended up not drinking it, actually. Well, because of the whole dairy milk. I realized, no, I have my tea made up, and I'm like, I don't want to drink milk. It's one thing with the cheese, but yeah, I feel like the information is quite problematic. Oh, you're not going to bark, eh? Chupa chup. Are you wondering where it went? Well, it's going to be going home soon. Yes. Okay. Yeah. She was so excited to see him yesterday. Yeah. Now there's no barking, eh? Yeah, she looks very playful. Hey, girl. Come a second. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you smelling it? All right. Are you seated? You're not going to move. No. Okay. I'm only giving it a bite. I'm not cutting it up. You did good. No. You're doing very good. No. Okay. All right, girl. Anyway, good to see you. Sorry, I'm in my head right now, so maybe if you think that I want to share this morning. No, it's good to see you. All right, see you later, girl. Of course, I'll see you later. Okay, let me put my just recycle too. I didn't tell you that. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Yeah, of course you're doing your job. Yes, that's what a dog does. That's what a dog does. I was debating doing this. Anyway. Anyway, it was very, very nice, but it was really strange, this. Oh, I guess it's kind of almost like the person basically, you know, they hear you, but it's like, yeah, but I still want my stuff. So not saying that, and then basically looking at you like they're listening to you, and then just not, I don't know, it was annoying, but mildly, because I was a little surprised with Rosie, because it was almost like I say, oh my goodness, we do have some stubbornness in that family, you know, because Juan is also, I mean, you know, when he's into that stuff, he just will not let go until he's ready. Even though, you know, in the end, you've already told him, it's like, yeah, and I'll give you an example. But, you know, I was used to that with Rosie, you know, I haven't been around her that much. So anyway, it was interesting. So, but like I say, it was fine. The only bummer was that, well, I didn't think I put that much cayenne in my lentil, but, and to me, it tasted, you know, just a little bit, but for two of them, it was just like, I felt sorry that it was a little spicy. I mean, you know, and they were nice. It was like, it's nice, but it's spicy. And the mother and daughter. But they were, I know they really like the rice pudding because Rosie asked me twice to come to her house to show her how to do it. So, and I was kind of telling them because it's, you know, it's rather simple, you know. But anyway, so that went well, and fruit salad and the bread. Well, the bread, I kind of knew that. And the rice, you know, which was good. It was nice thing that I chose to do the rice at the last minute because it helped with the spiciness. You know, it's like, it is tricky, you know. I realize I should almost just not put it in it. Dang it. Because I am too used to it. And what I considered okay for many people, it's going to be too spicy. You know, it's tolerable, but just, it's like, oh yeah, it's hot. You know, something they wouldn't do. And of course, it depends, you know, which country you are in. Like in Texas, for a bunch of people, you would not have the same issue because it's a different habit. But anyway, but I was very happy. I personally I really enjoyed the lentils, and I thought they were awesomely tasty. So anyway, but that was for that. Then we ended up taking a walk to El Calvario, which is a little hermitage. There's kind of a little path leading to it that normally you walk up to from town, but obviously coming from the house, we actually walked down too. And then just kind of chilling, talking, of course, a little bit of nutrition, you know, Juan being like, you're going to be leaving when it's the best time, you know, to be here. And me being like, how do I explain to you that doesn't have anything to do with that? Of course, it's going to be, you know, April is going to be very nice and early May, you know, it's going to be very, very nice before. I'm sure like June to September are more than likely those 4 months where you really start to crank up the temperature. But anyway, that was kind of part of it. And so, you know, then we got to the point where I asked Juan, it's like, hey, you know, I want you to have a look at the toilet and basically tell me, and then I'll get whatever's needed and I'd like to get that fixed before I leave. So he goes there, takes it apart, kind of looks at it. So it's obviously handy. El es manita, you would say. And mano is hand, manita, which just means to be, yeah, to be handy, to be a handy person. So, and of course, you know, the kind of life you live here, you have to learn to do a lot of things for yourself. And basically, you know, I was kind of looking, I was like, yeah, I think that might be this one, but I'm like, but you're not sure, right? And those things, you know, sometimes they start to break down, and I'm like, I'm not interested in playing the chasing the rabbit here. I'll just buy one, you know, a set. It's not that expensive. And yeah, just I'll just buy it and you know, you come and help me. But he just kept looking at it, kept trying to, you know, pull it apart or whatever, and then he pulled another rubber and thinking maybe it's this one that's too weak, you know, but those things, you know. And of course, you know, for him, if he was to do it, he more than likely would just buy the seal. And I think if I was handy, it would make sense if I really felt comfortable. But I was like, yeah, I'll just do that. But he kept going on for quite a while, you know, basically eventually coming to the conclusion, yeah, okay, let me know, you know, when you get it, maybe I'll come with you because there's a couple of places in town where you can buy it. And then we're talking about the almond tree because it helped me, you know, to cut all those branches and those dead trunks. And so there was one where there was a couple of ones, but it's on the steep part of the slope. And I'm like, yeah, but that area is tricky. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay. And he was talking about the almond trees being so good looking, the one that I trimmed because of all the dead branches are gone. But I'm like, I don't think taking dead branches make the tree better because if they are dead, then they are not being fed anymore. So how would taking them out affect the growth of the tree? Could be, but doesn't make any sense to me. And a little bit later, there was by hand trying to pull that branch and ended up falling. It's just like I said, it's just interesting that they go into those lanes to where they're just not listening to other people, and it is strange. That I'm not sure it's quite the culture. When I was talking about the culture, I think the idea of bringing things, you know, to not arrive empty-handed. And not that, of course, outside of Spain, you don't do that. I think it's quite typical. But she brought you know, the house and the kitchen sink. I mean, she brought a lot of things. So anyway, so that was interesting. But you know, I'm sharing it now. Maybe I'm kind of dramatizing it a little too much. But it was really not a big deal. It was just like surprising. It's like, what do I have to do? You know, it's like, and of course it was junk. And then at the coffee, she had those nasty boxes of whatever Oreos, pastry, Danish or whatever that she was having with her coffee. And so it's like, anyway, very, very interesting. But then again, we all have, you know, we love our thing. So that was hers, and you know, that's okay. But yeah, it was kind of like, I'm offering you, I'm cooking for you. And of course, she kept trying over and over to get into the kitchen, to do the dishes. And I'm like, no, I get that. You're my guest, you know, that I'll enjoy actually doing the dishes. It's not something that it has to be done, you know, and it's not even that much anyway, because the kitchen was pretty clean, basically, by the time, which is the way that I do it. I guess kind of like a restaurant. You get all your preps done, and then mise en place, and then you clean everything, and then you're ready for the service. Maybe it comes from there, but I do like to have a kitchen clean. I used to do that in Conila, because I would basically, I cooked almost all the meal in a year and a half. And so I liked the kitchen to be clean by the time the people came down. Mostly it was Urban and I, but when Maribel and Pilar or whoever else was there, that the kitchen, oh, I forgot her name. Is that his wife or partner? I don't think he's married. Would come from Switzerland. So they would actually then, she would then go to the kitchen to clean something she wanted to do. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You know, that was different though, because we were doing it day in, day out. And I think it just kind of felt like wanting to contribute. And I can definitely appreciate that. Oh, did I not bring my chapstick? I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. Dang it. I thought I did. Well, we'll see. I have peanuts here. Let me go through that. Ah, I forgot it. No big deal. You'll just be feeling a little dry at some point. Anyway. And so we came back after the walk, you know, kind of hang a little bit. He kind of blasted the music. I just don't like. It was not that loud, but to me it was very loud when you're going to talk with other people. Anyway. And, you know, and then eventually things started to cool off and people left. So I think they were there for about close to 4 hours, I guess. And yeah, then I got the dishes, and then I realized I was going to take a run for another walk. So it was with Miss the sunset, so it was kind of getting dark. So I think it was around 7:30 when I had everything basically clean and tidy up. And yeah, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I enjoy doing dishes, so it's not a chore. No es una tarea para mí. It's not a chore. And I felt sadness living when I went for the walk. I think after having that time with them, like I say, it was enjoyable. It was nice. But I kind of felt, I guess, loneliness. But not like, oh, look, Anthony, it's so nice when you have people around. I think, I'm not sure. Let me see how I can phrase that. As accurately as I can. Though I enjoyed, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to have a paradoxical statement here. So on one hand, I enjoyed, you know, being with them, doing the meal. I was very excited. Miguel and Javi, you know, were asking me, hey, what's the menu? And they were like, ooh. You know, I think those guys actually would have also really enjoyed it. And so I really enjoyed, you know, then I took my nap on the swing. I didn't sleep much, but I lay down, which I was good. You know, I was kind of yawning late in that party, in that gathering, but I was good. My energy was good. So I enjoyed all of that. And on the other hand, you know, it's like we never really talked about anything. It was always very light. It was just, you know, chatting, you know, chewing the fat, just being together. And I think at some point I just feel lonely, or it start to drain me, or I think it's just one of the consequences of kind of, I would call it almost meaningless, you know. Like at one point they were talking about the news about this cook, I don't know in what country, that chopped up a body because they had an argument and ended up killing that person. So to take them apart, dismember them, deshacerse de ellos, you know, basically talking about that, I'm like, who cares? It's like, this thing about this news, it's like, how is that useful in your life, that bit of information, or that they know so much about. It's interesting. They actually know quite a bit about, you know, JFK, the assassination, the Lee Oswald. Anyway, it's, but I'm like, how useful is that? And I guess, of course, my point is that, are you aware that, you know, something has been decided for you in terms of which news information is relevant? And is there like a bookkeeping going on inside of you to being like, is it really helping me? You know, are you checking? Is it like, are there like balance, check and balances? And so anyway, I was kind of insinuating about that, but that really didn't go anywhere because it was just so much into that stuff. You know, it was just interest to talk about it. Like during the walk, Juan started to watch on his phone. There was a football, a soccer match. And so, you know, there's so much that I'm like, it is so unrelatable to me. And so that makes one, you know, that's why I believe that we feel the loneliest in strange company or in company where we never get close to. And that's the worst feeling of loneliness. You know, not when you actually are alone. Because it's accurate. This one is just such a weird one. How does that even make sense? How can I be lonely if I'm with people? Yeah, because there's a part of me that's just not able to join the party. And eventually, the other one just withers away and it's just not enough. And some people, I guess, that's the interesting part. You know, some people are very comfortable with that. It's not an issue. Maybe, I guess, if you're more, I believe that the more extroverted people, they do value the quantity. They really value being together, you know, the togetherness of those things. And that's basically what's more important. They really, really feed on that. And though I do like it, but the other stuff is also important. So it's not a question of the former or the latter. They just are both. And you kind of realize that, well, I mean, I'm most likely going to see Juan. Like I said, I told him since the car is gone because they took it because they needed it, the boys, which is fine. I was like, yeah, I may give you a holler for you to give me a ride to the station. And of course, he'll take me. I mean, I knew that. Or I'll take the bus. I'll see. I don't know if I think I still have the schedule to get to Hain to take the train there. I may still check BlaBlaCar. We'll see. But yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. You know, I'll take being late, arriving half an hour late. I think the last two times I've taken the train, both times it was late because some kind of safety issue. But I'm like, you know what? Good enough by me. Great communication on part of the train to let you know in real time. So it was great. And well, you know what? You're responsible for that shit. How you doing? Are you doing? Yes? Are you going to bark? You okay? Yes, you okay. Yes, you are. No barking, at least, today. I could have brought you some chorizo, huh? Anyway. So, yeah. So, really, like I say, enjoy. I made a toast, you know, un brindis. I said un brindis. Make a toast. You know, to my little adoptive family in Jamilena. So it's been very nice. So more than likely, I'll go once to their house to make the rice pudding with Rosie. Oh, and they were also surprised that the oranges that they have all over town, free for the picking, that nobody does anything to do because they're just great tree to have bordering your, you know, your street to give shade and, you know, they seem to do very well here. And so she was like, I didn't know this was edible. I'm like, yeah, they're just bitter. They're just bitter oranges. Why wouldn't they be edible? You know? So, well, I think like any culture, sometimes you have something that's being said, passed, and everybody buys into it, and it's never been questioned, you know? like a folklore tradition, right? And that at times, some of the stuff is really cuckoo. But that's when science is very useful to come and to separate the wheat from the chaff, you know? You do need that because you can't leave it to anecdotal references. So anyway. So yeah, there'll be that and then getting that toilet fixed. So that more than likely, I'll get a hold of him tomorrow to try to do it the coming week. Yeah, I want to get that done as soon as possible because it could take more than, you know, once or twice to get it squared away. It might just be at 15 minutes, you know, can be quite simple, but you never know. And then I'll more than likely the same week, I'll go. I'll go at the house and tell through him, let her know what I need. And no, I'll stay here. That's fine. And then that'll be it. And then we'll see about me taking the bus or going with him. So I think it'd be nice. City Goose, it'd be nice to, yeah, just to kind of say goodbye that way. So, you know, we'll set that up. But that'll be it. So in a way, it kind of maybe felt like goodbye kind of yesterday. When he... Oh, people, oh, okay, watching for traffic as I'm crossing the road. Anyway. But that was that. So yeah, I was kind of having that kind of sadness and easy feeling. And then yet at the same time, getting more and more comfortable and assertive in stating, you know, there are no accidents. Everything is a blessing. There is something for me to learn. I can benefit from it. Everything. Everything is good. And so I was listening to Forêt, his nocturne, some sonatas, but not quite for me, a little too intellectual, that kind of composition. But it was kind of quite fitting in a way. I was kind of waiting for a breakout, for a breakthrough song, you know, a piece I would kind of really be like, I could latch on to, but nothing popped up. But like I say, it was kind of nice to listen to that. And then, of course, took Ron with me, and because it was getting dark, and that road, or street, well, I don't know which could it, a road or street, that's what it is, street. You know, it's dark and it's very narrow, so each time there would be a car, which you could see from the headlight in the distance, I would pull off the road. Ron is not really concerned about cars, so, you know, so I would have to really keep him tight, and I just pulled off completely, so that was nice, nice and easy. And so we had that walk, he gave me more of a fuss, he was really not happy about being in the room last night, but I felt like, you know, dude, yeah. You get your food. Yeah, I took the water in. Get you a third walk for the day. And he just loved to be outside. I think maybe if I'd let him do his patrol for a little bit, because he just had not checked it since we left, that may have been the issue. But he was just definitely geared up to go in the morning. Even when I went to pee earlier, you know, he was ready to go. So, poor thing. Sorry, Ron. I would have liked to, you know, to give you that, but just too noisy for me. Just too noisy for me. So anyway. And again, the guide, the book that I'm reading by this Indian guy, I mean, that is good writing, you know. You almost feel like, you know, well, no, it's interesting. It's a two-parallel story. There is one about him. Is that Saru? Sarju? I forgot. That's him as a boy and him as a wise man. So you have this parallel. You have this back and forth. And on one of them, his father is kind of a businessman. He has a little store. And then the railway comes. And then he ends up taking over from his dad. And then he starts expanding services and deals with tourism. And he has a little affair with a lady, and as an older man, he's considered a wise man, you know. So, un sadhu. And so people go see him, and he start to build up a following, and they have this kind of interesting internal conversation inside of himself about kind of maybe having overstretched himself in terms of the way people view him now. It's becoming a vicious circle. It's like the documentary, I forgot the name of it, about this kind of Indian guy that makes himself pass for a guru, and people really buy into it. And in a way, it kind of becomes true, the whole placebo effect. I forgot the name of it. I think I talked about it. I've watched it two or three times, and It's very, I mean, whether it's true or not, I don't care. I mean, I think it's true, but it doesn't matter. But yeah, I think there's a truth to that, you know, what you believe is or becomes. Anyway, so, but yeah, just well written. Just, and it's almost like sometimes I make myself stop to go back because I'm like, I think I'm going too fast because this is good. This is a good book. You know, the other one, oh my goodness, I mean, there is, it's day and night and day, I guess you say, night and day. But you get the point, even if we just say day and night. I guess not day and night would mean a long time, right? It's night and day. No hay color, at least in Spanish. Or, no, y a pas photo in French. There is no photo needed. Like, you don't need the judge to go to the movie, to the recording, to see if it's correct, the call has been called correctly or not, like in sports. I forgot what they call. They have some of those to where they can, the team can question the call of a judge, referee, and then they go back to the camera to look at the recording, and they can look at it precisely to see if the call that was made was accurate or not. Because in some cases, it can really affect the outcome of the game. So, yeah, it's like phew, those two things, they have just nothing in common. I mean, this guy is just a writer. Whatever I take out of it at the end, but I will be looking for, you know, this is my second book, the Ramayana. In all fairness, it's more him being a scribe, maybe updating and kind of streamlining the story, you know. So, but yeah, it's wow. Well, at least it feels good that I'm like, yeah, you know what? This is my level of appreciation. I have a standard, you know, even though it's like, what makes that standard? Well, I guess I could say the flow, the way things are. Like, even if things may go fast, they don't feel rushed. Like the other guy would have such a weird transition and just such kind of a sloppy, excuse for going from one to the next. It was just like just sloppy. And this one, well, I'm not Hindu, so I don't know, I guess. An Hindu might disagree with me, but as far as I'm concerned, it's yeah, it's just great. It's just solid writing. And honestly, I don't I will have to go back to other books because maybe that Swiss writer kind of pulled it out of me. Maybe I owe that to him, you know, it's like show me a piece of shit and then something that's decently done, and then you're gonna be like, whoa, you know? So maybe it requires some very crappy food to get some decent food and being like, oh, now I know. Now I have my standard and it's quite clear why it is the way that it is. So it's really great use of words. And actually, I feel that there's a good economy of words. You know, like Balzac would be a writer that would just drag on and drag on explaining and detailing stuff. And to me, and I think there's something being said about Hindu writers that they don't spend too much time talking about stuff that you kind of know about, you know. So maybe more interested in psychology, so you know, which would be right up my alley. So yeah, it doesn't spend too much time talking about things, you know, it's more about people, what's happening, the way people feel. Anyway. So it's I'm really impressed, I have to say. I am really impressed. Let me get there you go. My back is getting a bit annoyed now. I think I need to release the weight a little bit. Anyway. So passing by one part of the time before I get to my left turn and then take off. And blaze on into the wilderness. Anyway, well, actually, it's warm enough today that I could see myself. If it's really getting warm, to find a shady spot and then to take a nice break. Though I don't have a jacket or anything, so if it's a little too cool, I wouldn't be able to stay long. But anyway, I was almost debating actually to read a little bit of that this morning. But no, I listened to the news about, I guess, Israel looking at launching an attack about one of the strongholds of Hamas, maybe one of the last one, and the whole dilemma about the whole civilian population concentration, kind of a kind of like international, I guess, diplomatic juggle going on. And the thing about Haiti, about the mob or mafia, I guess, and the gangs controlling the country. So same thing about the whole diplomatic stuff with Kenya, but Kenya saying we need those couple of things to be in place before we can come in to do a job. So whatever that is. And then yesterday we talked about about the Russian election. And talking about the progressives, about the independent in the election, that if that kind of happens, that would mean possibly that Trump would win, which to me, that is mind-blowing. Well, it's not really mind-blowing, actually. You know what? Trump, to me, in terms of being cynical, really nailed it. But when Bush Jr. got elected, I definitely lost faith. And after Obama, too, because there was such amount of fluff about the guy. And it was just like, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know. And of course, you know, one thing a politician knows how to do is give excuses. That being said, I don't quite know, you know, what it takes, or, you know, the way the game is played. But that's not the point. You know, I'm a citizen, and you're going to give me some information. Your job is to take into account all of those nuances and to give something, you know, that makes sense. And to me, what I'm told does not make sense. It does not add up. I'm judging the tree to the fruit that I understand. You know, I'm not doing political science. You know, I'm not activist. I'm not in that stuff. And I'm not the only one. And the majority of us do not engage in those activities. So I would dare to assume that if you're going to talk, then you are talking to me. You're not talking about people who are really up to date, who can really debate issues.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, ziki, ziki, ziki. Come here. Come here. Come here. Le papi. Yeah. Oh, ziki, ziki, ziki. Are you female? You gotta be a female. Yeah. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Oh. Yeah. Pussy, pussy. Yeah. Come here. She's conflicted. Is your mama calling you? Is she calling you? Is she calling you? Yeah, of course you need to go to your mama. Oh, there they are. Oh, on the leash, eh?
¿Qué pasa?
Yeah, they're wagging their tail. That reminds me of that place on the way down from Zafra last November. It was those dogs on that property. One was in a cage, felt so bad. And she was, I think it was a she, so happy when I came by to spend a little time with her. Yeah, like I said, animal definitely pull those emotions out of me that human beings don't. You know, so I'm a freak in that, and I'm okay with it. I mean, I am what I am. By the way, clarification, to be freaky, freaky in Spanish, interestingly enough, means to be a nerd, you know, or ser freaky de, or estar, or ser freaky de, or to nerd about something.
Yes, how you doing? How you doing?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I was listening to that podcast because I've heard about the word, but I kind of assumed it was the same meaning. But no, to nerd, or to be a nerd, is freaky. Freakish. Freakish or freaky? Doesn't matter. More or less at that. So actually, I don't even know what you call a freak. I forgot. I knew that one. Anyway. So today we have a kind of a sanitation walk, eh? You know, that kind of way that was feeling that anger, wanting to destroy things. So after the sadness, kind of like this morning, I was even wondering if I was going to get through the languages. Maybe that's what Duolingo streamlined it for me. And passing by the faba beans. Looking good, looking good. I don't see the flower, the fruit. Oh yeah, here they are. The beans, the flowers have already bloomed. All the beans are coming out. The pods, sorry, and the beans will come in. Anyway, time to go up now. Anyway, but yeah, that came. I feel like it's still a little bit with me. You know, it kind of started Friday, I think, in a way, watching that movie, Point of Entry, you know, about the immigration. And funny fact, actually, it's not Eduardo, his name. It's, shit, what's his name? Alberto. I keep saying it wrong. Alberto and Anna, they've watched it too. So I was quite surprised because it's definitely not mainstream. So anyway. So after watching that, and then Miguel telling me he was coming, I'm not sure exactly what did what, but I've kind of definitely had a little thing, a little kind of a psychological bug that's landed on me. Yeah, today's going to be warm. Anyway. So looking at this walk, that's kind of a mind clearing, you know? The physicality of it, the length, you know? So we'll see. We'll see, but I'm looking forward to do it again. It's more likely going to be the last time I'll take the one. Well, I don't know if it's going to be the last time I take the one on the right side. Actually, we'll see. We'll see. Because, I mean, it's still a good chunk of change. And me, you know, not living until that late. And today felt like I was early. I felt like I was, like, done early with everything. So, you know, I think within the next week or two, things are really going to start to pick up to where it's going to be like, I'll be okay to do, like, maybe 1 to 2 hours, you know. In the, well, actually even 2 to 3, I think those are fine. But you know, when you start to go like 3 to 4 in that kind of a heat, then we'll have to look at sunscreen, and it just is, it becomes a little different animal. And not sure that until I get on the Camino, and that becomes, you know, the focus is the walking. So everything is organized around that. That will be a different story. Anyway. But for today, let's see what this bad boy has for me. So I think I've yet to, at least on this part here, to meet anybody, even though I know people have done things on the trail. So I know there is some traffic. I have seen prints or tracks from tires, rastros de o huellas de neumáticos. Pneumáticos. But yeah, so it's pretty much for me. Actually, I almost never see anybody in those fields of olives here. Anyway, anything else about yesterday before I unplug here? I'm gonna be nicely quiet for a while. Also, one point, Alberto asked me, you know, the idea of, you know, getting somebody, and I'm like, and again, I was like, how am I answering that, you know, that the idea that, yeah, if it's just going to be in a physical plane, you know, basic, like, attraction or whatever, I mean, it could become like a fuck body, but I'm not interested, and that will not create material for a relationship. So I'm definitely quite cynical as far as my life, you know, at the prospect of meeting somebody. I think it's unlikely. But of course, I'm open, so it doesn't matter. But it was like, how do I? So I kind of did, but I quite quickly, quite concisely, because I'm like, you're not going to understand. You know, it's, I don't mean to be condescending, but from my point of view, you know, the filter, the perspective that I have is so weird, such a strange one, that I think it's going to be tricky to find people, you know, unless you've had that experience. You know, the whole empathy, I don't think works, you know, kind of like being a parent, you know. How can you appreciate what it's like to be a parent? So how can you appreciate what it's like to not have family, to not be connected really to anybody, to not have responsibility? You know, nobody depends on you. You don't depend on anybody. How many people really actually are living that day in, day out, weeks in, weeks out, and years in, years out? You know, kind of with a social awkwardness. No, I'm definitely not alone. And I'm not saying I'm alone in the other one. I'm pretty sure I'm not. But, you know, I have yet to meet those kind of similar footprint on this path of life that I could relate to. So, yes, like, you know, more and more words, you know, like one of my big news says, you know, if you argue, you lost. Now, if you really take your argument in serious, if you really get, you've lost, you know. And the idea of also effective communication, you know, when you talk about nonviolent communication, and when you're looking at so many basic levels, there's so much misunderstanding, so much that's not being expressed, you know, so much that's not shown about yourself. How can you, you know, how can you? So a lot of that stuff to me is very specious when it comes to that. It's very lofty. It's an utopia. But the reality is you need some very specific conditions for those things to be vehicled through the relationship. And it doesn't seem to be the case. I just don't see it from my limited perspective, you know. And people not, you know, hearing but not listening, you know. So I think, yeah, definitely, you know, one's family will be, you know, good, you know, just once in a blue moon to meet with them. But it just couldn't be, if it was going to be long-term, a largo plazo, I would have to be very careful about not overextending, you know, myself. That it really needs space between each encounters, you know, to create the, yeah, I miss them kind of thing. And then it makes it okay. And then you get to the place where that thing gets filled up again. And it's like, all right, enough of that. Enough of them type deal. I think that's kind of the way that is being processed in me. Anyway. So I think that's about it. So most likely when I come back from the walk run will be done. For the rest of the day, I didn't watch anything yesterday. Didn't watch a movie. Even when I was a little tired in the evening, I tried to read it. Very interesting. I just did. I didn't have much. But not even the thought, even though it was not easy to read, when I got to, I can't read. Then I was like, okay, let's go to bed. You know? And I thought we'd spring forward, but that's not for 2 more weeks. I also felt a little tired when I woke up, so whatever. There's something going on. There's something going on because when you keep repeating the same thing and then something else is happening, then there's, to me, it feels like there's something else at play, but it's like, well, it's unknown to me, so unbekannt, unknown, German. And so, desconocido. In Spanish, actually, I'm not sure. Conoscenza, that's knowledge. Sapevolezza, to be aware. Sapevolezza, I don't know. Unknown. Conosciuto, desconosciuto, inconosciuto, inconnu in French. So that's why I'm kind of looking at the walk today, and being in nature. So I'm going to be brought back into the body, it's going to be harder for me to to masturbate on the thoughts, to have what I call mental masturbation, because the physicality of the walk will become more relevant. And obviously that stuff is more than likely not relevant at all. Anyway, I think I'm going to pee here, call it a day. Oh wow, it's almost 1 hour anyway. That was a long time. Anyway, peace and love to my darling audience, whoever you are. It's really a pleasure to, to see that on my data page, that there's apparently people listening to it. So, grateful to have a recipient for those words to land in an ear, maybe a willing ear, maybe a grateful ear, an ear that's enjoying what's coming its way. So one can always hope. So peace and love, and talk to you later.